Welcome to the IRIS podcast. You're listening to a talk as part of the Scottish Conference on Inclusive Learning Disability Research, organised by the Scottish Consortium for Learning Disability, the Open University and IRIS. This talk was recorded on the 7th of June 2011. Ian Davies, Craig Hart and Catherine O'Brien. Being included, 21 years of Central England People First.
Hello everybody. What I'm going to do is I'm going to throw a teaser, and we could do this by a show of hands. Which of us, myself and Craig, actually met the previous Prime Minister, Tony Blair? How many hands up for those that you think? Was it Craig or was it me? Let's go for Craig first. How many hands up?
50-50.
Right, okay. Now, the second one is... Who do you think, in the sense of, was it me that met Tony Blair? Hands up. Ooh, it's going to get very difficult. Should we put you out of your misery? All right. Okay. Cue your slide.
Okay. That was me.
Right. Well done.
Okay, I did it.
Yeah, you see, we do come famous in Central England People First. I think I've fought the second part out now, because I was going to say to Craig was going to ask me one, weren't you?
Yeah, I was going to ask you opposite right around.
Helsinki. Yeah.
Guess who? Hands up, it's Ian. Okay. Who else think it's me? Oh, well. I get you out of the mystery. It's the person on the left-hand side of me. It's Ian. It's the silly picture of him.
And when we talk about mistakes earlier on, as someone said, they learned a lot of valuable mistakes. Probably it wasn't one of those mistakes when you went to Helsinki, was it? No? Okay. Okay, Craig, carry on.
Okay. Right, okay. The next step. How many people know Central England People First? How many people know Central England People First?
Heard of.
Is there many people? Is there? Okay, I'll read it out for this, right? Central England People First is a South African volunteer organisation setting up in 1990, right? Just about 21 years now from during this month. We have done a lot of important work with lots of different partners. We want to tell you about this and how we made it happen.
Oh, look at that picture. Can anybody recognise where I was then?
That's why it tells you it was 1990.
I've got a few more grey heads in as well. Huh, yeah. Going back in early years.
That was 1990, isn't it, Ian?
Yeah, exactly. So, starting out... When we started in 1990, we don't really think people understand how to include people with learning difficulties in important decisions and research. We thought this was needed to change.
How many people have seen this reel? No? Right, okay, I'll read it then. We started by telling people that they need to be included us in their decisions about. So that's Bobby, give you a bit of kip, but sorry about his no photo, no fear on it, but it might be to be a bit of stand. Okay? And you're right, and also, Bobby, the people on the side here, met in Buchanan, in South Africa, and that's why we know each other since what year? Yeah. Oh, just about saying that, isn't it? And that's why we know we've been to Africa conference. So that's why Ian Buchanan is talking about how we made him included us in the community care pan. Can you put it on?
I'm Ian Buchanan, and I've known about Northampton's People First as it then was since 1991 sometime. It's worth saying how I knew about them, and that was across my desk in my new job at Northampton for Social Services as a joint finance funded organisation. I first met them because one of my jobs when I arrived from a standing start in 1991 was to produce a community care plan with no information, or with information that was unusable. And so I produced one full of intentions. And I first met people from Centrelink and People First when I appointed a community care planning officer called Fatima Dattar. And I asked her to go around talking to different organisations, including People First. She came back and said to me, "They want to make a complaint about you. And they're not going to make a first stage. They're going to put it in writing because you haven't produced a community care plan." And I said, "Well, fine." So they're welcome to put it in writing, but it'll only come to me because the process is that it has to. And I set up a meeting, and the first meeting was in my room. And I'm struggling to find who exactly was there. You were there, Ian, and I think it was you and Nigel came with Neil Morris.
Yeah.
And we had the... "This isn't a community care plan," and I just said, "Well, no, it isn't." And I'd already worked out where to go with the next year, which was one that was built around the notion of involving service users, because the other information systems in Northamptonshire were not good. And you were really important in getting the service user stuff going, including a user involvement strategy with other groups of service users, so with mental health groups and older people are much more difficult, but the physical disability lobby, was led by a woman called something Bear at the time, you found very difficult, and everybody did, but actually all worked quite well in terms of getting the idea of people talking about what they wanted on the agenda. And Central England, as is now, we're one of the most important players, I think, in that. I think maybe I won't say any more at the moment, but that was really quite good. But you were pretty challenging.
Okay.
Yeah. That goes to show you, and that wheel represents quite a bit of our history. What I will do is I won't go through it all now. So the research. Because people knew we were good at speaking up, they started to want to work with us. People were doing research but had not included us before. We had already gathered lots of evidence for things, but had not made it into research. The next bit, the very first one on the top here, this one here, I'm a very good indicator as well. This book here, Staying Strong, was actually put together from the National Forum of People with Learning Difficulties in England. I was actually on a small group of that put that document together. So any self-advocates in the audience that would like to know more about that book, we can give them the information of where to obtain a copy of that booklet, and it would help to grow strong in the future. The same with the National Survey. Centrelink and People First were involved with the National Survey going back in 2001 in partnership with a medical research bureau called BMRB, and they were very good. They actually helped us out all the way. We had a lot of input. We did reports to it. We involved every step of the way in what we did on that piece of work. I'm just going to hand over quickly to Craig.
The last one is about GIF. That means it's a part of a research we did about our life and our care community, right? And that means it's about going out to research people. I think about a couple of people in a court audience mention it about how they're researching it. It's like going out to interviewing what they're doing in the daytime, in the evenings, and right. So that's a part of that. Well, the last one is about coming to our workshop, and we will tell you about how we did all of these projects, and the different ways that we have worked on them.
Okay, I think what we'll do is, so we can hopefully move on. You heard the two Ronnies. I'm just going to say good night from me.
And good night to me. And good night to him.
This recording is copyright of Iris 2011. It may be reused in the terms of Creative Commons licenses, attribution, non-commercial, share-alike 2.5, UK Scotland license. Go to www.iris.org.uk for more information.